Hello, my name is Father Alejandro, and this is my reflection for Palm Sunday. We are faced with two very different kinds of Christianity today. As we walk from the beginning of the betrayal of Judas to Jesus being laid in the tomb today, in this gospel, we get to see two vastly different relationships. They're kind of revealed to us in a very clear way at the very beginning. If you remember, when they are reclining at table together, Jesus reveals, "One of you will betray me." And they are deeply distressed. 11 of them are deeply distressed. And they begin to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord. Surely it is not I, Lord." They reveal that they understand that it is possible for them to betray, to sin, to betray their relationship, to fall short of the relationship, but that they are still in the disposition of submitting to Jesus. That their relationship has matured to the point that they can call him Lord. "Lord, I am seeking to lay my life down for God. I am putting all of myself in his hands," right? They're trying. That's hard. They're trying. And we get to see how hard that is. We get to see how much strength and courage and love that requires. We get to see Peter fail at it. "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." And Peter, even with being warned, denies the Lord three times, but he denies him, but never really goes away. He comes back. He stays close. It's this struggle of submitting myself to the one I worship, to the one I accept as the authority over me. Authority from love, from his greatness, from his glory, from his perfection, right? Now, the other side of this is the other relationship, the other version of Christianity. There, right there at the dinner, reclining at table, is Judas. Now, is Judas deeply distressed? No. His response only comes after he is warned. Jesus says, "The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Only then, only after a stern warning, "Hey, sin has great consequences," only then is Judas moved. He's not distressed, but he is moved to respond. Now you can imagine being the one out of the 12 that didn't say anything after Jesus says he will be betrayed. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb. And then Judas, once again, first his silence, now his words show again his betrayal, or rather the source of his betrayal. Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Judas has not submitted his heart to God. He sees all that Jesus has taught, all that they have done, all that he has empowered them to do, all of it. He doesn't see it as a revelation that of God calling him to lay his heart at his feet, to submit himself, to say, Lord, I am your servant. Lord, you have authority over me, power over me. You command me. I trust you that much. I trust your love that much. No, surely it is not I, Rabbi, teacher. He sees him only as a teacher, and there lies the fundamental difference. There are two kinds of Christianity. One is the one that strives and struggles to submit to God and fails at it and gets back up again, but never goes away, never goes far from the Lord, never isolates, because we face our sin. We struggle with it, but we understand that only closeness to God is truly worth it. It's being there near his heart. Only there are we saved. Only there are we transformed. Only there are we healed. Surely it is not I, Lord. But Judas, surely it is not I, Rabbi. These are nice teachings, but I can lay them aside under the right circumstances, for the right price, for the right benefit, for the right pleasure, for the right possession, for the right prestige. I can set these values apart. I can set these teachings, this way of life, this submission to God. I can put it all aside. I have not submitted my heart. I sit on the throne of my own life. You are a nice teacher. There are nice things here, but they can be set aside for other things that I value more than the relationship with you, Lord. Because, well, I don't see you as Lord. I only see you as Rabbi, as a nice teacher. Not as the man who is choosing, though innocent, to die for my guilt. Choosing, though loving, to die for my hatred. Choosing me, though I have not chosen you. This is a fundamental difference. One Christianity is unconditionally committed to God, and the other one is conditionally committed. Under the right conditions, we drop our values, our teachings, and the mission that God calls us to for the right price, for the right price, for the right price. Maybe the right price is maybe the right price is the right job, the right dream, the right person, the right achievement, the right pleasure. It's just right, just right. I will be conditionally committed to God. But for the right price, I am willing to set him aside. That's the difference. Judas, he messes up. He betrays the Lord. And the difference between him and Peter is that. When do we see Judas truly in trouble? When he separates himself from everything, then he betrays Jesus. And because he doesn't yet see him as Lord, he's willing to betray the very teachings that he says, oh, surely it is not I, Rabbi, great teacher. And so my encouragement to us is, we really have to ask ourselves, as we heard this gospel and we walked that path today, where we got to see this God made man taken on flesh, be crucified and killed for me, for you personally, is my relationship with him one where I can really say, he is my Lord. I am trying really hard to follow you, obey you, love you, serve you unconditionally, Lord. I fail at it a billion times, but I keep coming back to you. I keep getting close. I keep striving to remain close. Though I have denied you, I have sinned against you, I keep asking for forgiveness, I keep getting back up. Or do I just see you as rabbi, where I give assent to the teachings of the faith only when they are convenient, and only so long as they are not in competition with something that I may want more, that I may desire more? This is what is being revealed to us today, so that in preparation for the Triduum, for those 3 days that lead to the victory of Christ over death at Easter, we may really ask ourselves, do I see Jesus Christ as Lord or just as Rabbi? Do I see my faith as the thing that sets me on the path to closeness and intimacy with God, or just as a nice set of teachings that I can drop at the first sign of trouble, or for the right temptation or circumstances? Is my heart for sale, or has it been given away in submission to a greater love?